Welcome to the JRD Hogcast, your Razorback podcast for fans by fans. Here's your host, Dylan Lee, joined, as always, with his co-host, Jordan Russell, and their producer, Luke Griggs.
Well, a win makes everything better. It does.
Weird how that happens, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. But I got something for us. You ready for it?
Let's do it.
That's a foot race from Team 4 to the end zone. Down to the 30. Are you kidding me? He's going to take it to the end zone. He is fumbling the football. It is scooped up by LeDarius Bishop.
Oh, that's so exciting.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
All the scores. A big play by Bishop. Something
hey,
about
what did you say right before we scored? Right before we started recording,
what's that?
Looks like we have a football team.
Looks like we have a football team. That is for sure. 17 definitely had a big impact, which we saw coming.
Is it too soon for I told you so?
I mean, we told you so in March. Just saying. No
kidding. There's plenty of good takeaways, but I have to ask you. I have to ask you this first. Let's get the bad over with.
Let's go.
We're going to get torched in SEC play.
Yeah.
If we cannot contain the edges, we are going to get destroyed.
Angles, edges, contain, all of that stuff matters so much.
So much.
But, I mean, you do have one game to clean that up before we're back in SEC play.
So. Right. But it's not a good game. I mean, you know, I assume we're going to really destroy that team, but there were just plays. That running back, though, he, you know, touche to him, but he's coming in the middle and he's looking to get outside. It is a slam, you know, up the middle, A gap, and he's like, no. They not out here.
Yep.
And I mean, even Scooter killed it, of course, but even when it come to the edges, he was just taking some bad angles. Yeah, and I was watching it back today. And it almost looks like either they're just really not that good on the line yet, or Chavis is calling pinches on every play, because you could see the ends, the tackles, they're slamming down. And if that's a design, then our linebackers are really hurting right now.
Right.
Because if that's what's happening, your linebackers are on containment, obviously. If your line is on containment, your linebackers are coming up the middle. And that's not gelling yet. That's not looking good. This is 3 weeks in a row where we've seen this, and I think Morris even mentioned it going into halftime on his little interview before or after the first half, and he was saying we got to contain better, so they're seeing it. It's just not being fixed yet.
Yeah, and we don't know what exactly is being called, like you said.
Right.
We can only assume in what we see on the field. There is tons of pitching inside play by both the ends. Game grabs so much attention just as a single person that, honestly, he's going to get ate up all year. And it's one of those deals, we've said it multiple times, the stat sheet won't show the effect that he has on the game.
Right.
The outside, Scooter is doing Scooter things, but he's also not doing Scooter things, too, as well.
Yeah, that's why he's there, but he is also not affecting plays that he should too. And again, not dogging him or anything, obviously, but there are definitely some things he needs to clean up. I think we even talked about him last week too. There were plays that he affected in a negative way because of his angles, and it's got to be cleaned up. When I was watching it back today, I was like, man, when we get with Bama and LSU and probably Auburn, they're going to see these games and sweeps all day long, stretch plays all day long.
Oh, yeah.
You can even get away with a bubble, not a screen. You know what I'm talking about?
There's a reason that Ole Miss ran about over 70, I think it was 77% to the right.
Yeah.
Right outside. They were keying, and the rest of the SEC is. I'm surprised we didn't see, because Colorado State was surprisingly low. I mean, it was more, they got some inside runs on there, and then they got left side and weak. It's just, Scuda is our leading tackler for that game, but it could be so much more. And he said it himself that for the first two games, he didn't have enough fluids in him. And, I mean, I almost take that. It's hot out there. And
it
I'll
was
touch
hot
on
Saturday for sure.
I'll touch on that a little later. But you got to be ready, right? I mean, SEC play was week two. So that should have been an emphasis on the fluid and all of that. And when I hear players in postgame saying that they say that themselves that I didn't have the fluids, I was getting off the field too much. That almost kind of tells me you're not in game shape quite yet, which is understandable. But A&M's right around the corner.
Yeah. So. And guess what they like to do?
Yep.
Spread the field.
And but one thing that I'm also kind of surprised with, we're staying right in the ballpark when it comes to our average plays. So in three games, we've had I think it was last week against Ole Miss, we had 79 plays. So we had 70 on week one, and then we had 70 again against Colorado State. 35 pass, 35 run. So at least we're balanced, I guess.
Yeah.
So got that going.
Guess what helps with that? Having a quarterback.
Having a quarterback.
Are we done with the negative?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the positives, man.
The quarterback.
Oh, my God.
17.
I gotta give me and Luke a shout-out here. We were at the game talking about first play, and he's like, first play pass. I was like, Traylon Burks? He's like, yeah, good. I'm cool with it. Guess what happened? Boom. Just beautiful throws. He has such good touch on his passes, man. I mean, he missed some. You said you haven't got to watch it back yet, but the one that he missed downfield – wide open, he did get hung up. That corner kind of got his feet stuck in concrete or something. I'm not sure, but he kind of had to work his way through that, held him up. But overall, man, I mean, we were snapping plays within 10 seconds. I mean, does it look like he can't run the offense?
Well, if he only has 20 or 30% knowledge of the playbook,
yeah.
I mean, we might have something here, and I was biting my tongue, obviously, because those first two games were pretty ugly, and parts of the Colorado State game were ugly, too, and that was mainly because we took our foot off the gas pedal.
It was, yeah.
For the whole left lane hammer down thing, we got to still instill that mentality, and it looks like...
Again, leading into the season, we need to get used to everything.
But, hey, when's the last time we scored 21 points in a fourth quarter?
Honestly, don't know, but I'm going to say it's probably, like, more than 2 years ago.
Yeah, like 8.
Oh, wow. See? Yeah. So. Kind of right.
Yeah, and it was in a loss against Alabama, so.
Oh.
I believe it was September 5th, 2011.
So. What do you think's up with the Mike Woods thing, not getting the touches? Do you think he's you think Starkle's just not, you know, got the camaraderie with him yet? Or I think it's coming. I kind of wrote that down in my notes. But it's, you know, it really doesn't matter. I feel like we're going to have the offense where, like this game, what was it, Burks and Knox had over 90 yards receiving. I think we're going to find a game where it could be Burks and Woods, you know, just sort of mixing and matching. I don't really think it matters. But he only got two catches, so I was wondering if
– it's going to be a plug deal. I mean – rotation and all that, because we're, you know, they're coming in and out. It's not like he's not seeing snaps. I don't know how many snaps he's hauled, but it'll pick right back up, and where we're at wide receiver depth wise, it's all coming along, and just one of those deals where Knox is benefiting just from your size and speed right now. because they want to man up Knox, the freshman, and I think Colorado says proven that you don't want to do that.
You don't do that.
So as soon as I saw that on play number two, my wife can attest to it. I looked over and I said, "It's gonna go that way," and it did. Four touchdown, yeah. But whatever.
The beautiful, you're talking about the first drive there.
Mm-hmm.
The beautiful thing about that, I watched it like four times. It was just so good. Perfect ball, high and outside, and Knox high pointed it. We haven't had that in so long.
Yep.
I mean, the closest one I can think of, honestly, is probably Hunter Henry was sort of that guy when he was here.
Yeah.
But
true wide receiver, I would maybe say Keon.
No argument, maybe, yeah. But it was, I was just like, man, this is incredible. Like, this is an offense, and I'm not getting ahead of ourselves, of course. I'm still grounded. It was just nice to finally see a full game, same quarterback. Offense was flowing. I know they changed the defense up in the third quarter and started running too high safety more, but
they had to. They couldn't.
Had to, yeah. And I think what you said is true, too, though. We sort of took our foot off the gas, but it might have thrown things off a little bit. Like, whoa, I hadn't seen this all game. So once they adjusted, though, you know, going at it again. Do we –
Was there anything you didn't like? I mean, come on. I mean, we can go back on the negative.
Offensively?
Yeah.
I mean,
the line is still not quite there.
The line's not – I still saw some – little bit of confusion on getting lined up. Again, we don't know the plays, but some of these, especially with the offense that we're trying to run, there were a few plays where the spacing I thought was off, you know, on routes and stuff. But, I mean, honestly, from what we've been seeing to that, I was pretty happy.
Right, yeah.
I mean, it was such a huge improvement.
So, I'll address it. What about the folks going after credit? I mean, there's tons of people
from
saying,
last week.
Yeah, well, even after this week, there's still people that did not like the play calling, and myself not included. I think it's fine. He's a young offensive coordinator. This is year three of actually calling plays. So, with the rest of the staff, Chad Morris, the players in general, I think the general tone on this show has been give them time because they need to. They're still a extremely young staff, and we actually have some stuff in the mailbag that is pretty anti-cratic as well. We had some folks tweeting the show during, and had to catch up on those because honestly, they got I got a little overwhelmed. opened up the text machine, and I was pleasantly surprised by the amount of tweets or text. So
I didn't. I didn't have too many issues. If you sit there and just nitpick everything, I'm sure there's some situational calls that are questionable occasionally. But
this isn't so much on Craddock, but I do want to get your thoughts on the fourth and one that Chad initially came out in punt formation, and folks that were in attendance were booing as soon as they saw the punt team come out. Also, Sam Loy for the brand, BT Dubs. but after punt team comes out, boos erupt, we waste the timeout, then we come out in a fourth down play, we get a false start, and then we come back out into a punt formation again. So what's your thoughts on that?
Are you more so asking about the gall? Like,
I just,
the trust.
I lined everything up for you. What's your thoughts on that situation, Jordan?
I don't really have a thought because it's kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. So, I mean, anytime you do a fourth and one and you go for it and you don't get it, stupid call. You punt it, you don't go for it, stupid call. So, is it a cop-out to be neutral?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm sorry.
You should have an opinion on it.
I
think it kind of summarizes how the offseason went and the first two games. Chad Morris couldn't make up his mind. He gave in to the fans, and then if he just stuck with his goal, We probably could have pinned them down inside the five. Who knows?
Fair enough.
Intent.
I mean,
if you're the head coach, we have entrusted you, not like the whole fan base, but at least Juracek has entrusted you to make the right calls. So It has, let's be honest, it's been a blunder with quarterbacks the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. That's a decision of the head coach. And I feel like you're getting paid $3 million to make snap decisions and not be affected by the crowds. You know, as a head coach, don't give a crap what the crowd says. If you want them to punt, freaking punt. If that's how you feel like the game's going, take the boos, whatever. It's fourth and one, who cares? I understand the momentum and where we were at with that game. It was probably the right call to go for it.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I might put my tinfoil hat on a little bit, and maybe in that timeout, you go, hey, 51, go false start, just so I can get the crowd off my back.
So. Yeah.
And also, if you're, you know, around that 40 range and, you know, your punter needs a little bit more room, there's the delay of game folks might take if you're outside of there. There's a lot of stuff that could have been worked. Tinfoil hat is kind of on because...
Like just sort of resting on the head but not around the forehead.
Yeah, exactly. Because I have no problem with punting there. Absolutely not. I'm also a special team guy.
So. Speaking of, I mean, going to jump off real quick, but Limpert, the hell?
What up?
Who had his Wheaties that day? Yeah. Wow.
He had to make up for the miss. And
dude, that was incredible, though. That's a confidence booster for him. That's a confidence booster for the team. That's a confidence booster for the fans. Like, you have that guy. I mean, he could have nailed like a 61-yarder probably.
I don't know.
Maybe even a little bit more.
I don't know if it was him campaigning for himself, but or Barry Lunny, whoever it was. Maybe Chad just had that faith, but props to you.
Yeah.
For the brand. Let's go. Cuzzo.
Yeah. I can attest for you on this. Your face just lit up when that happened. That was, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'm jumping on with you with a tinfoil hat, though. I think I agree with you. You know, you're the head coach. You're the one making all the money. Do you, boo. But it's because there was one play where we didn't get it. Mm-hmm. What was that, like fourth and two or something-ish, maybe three? But you definitely have to go with your gut on that. And if you saw it as soon as it happened, he said, we got a punt. Mm-hmm. And then that's when that enters in what you just explained to everybody. And if it was because he went with the crowd, then shame on him.
Yeah. And the other folks are going to be like, oh, yeah, you can sit here and talk about the brand and talk about Sam Loy all you want, but our gunners can't pin it down inside the five. But, hey, that's all stuff that needs to get worked out, and the only time it's going to get worked out is in the game. So, yes, there has been, I think it's three that we haven't gotten pinned down by the gunners. But, hey,
this
whole team, especially on the special team side, is extremely fresh and young. How many new to this system? We're at like 51, 53 players. That is ridiculous. And time, that's all I can say. Like, that has to be.
We're going
to
say that
so
literally
much.
Every show that we record during the football season. It's going to be games like this, you know, get a 21-point win. There's going to be games where we – you know, probably get beat by 21 or something, and we're going to have to calm down, or we don't have to, but we're going to point out people freaking out. I have actually not been on Twitter. I took your approach, and I'm not doing it. It's a little disheartening to hear that people are on Craddock. I mean, if that's the case, there is no pleasing some people.
Yep.
There just absolutely isn't. And also, pointed out, 25 to 30% of the playbook, which means Craddock has his hands tied to a degree.
Yep.
So, I mean, do you want a play called that Starkle hears come in like, what? You stand over, get the ball to you, I guess?
Yeah.
I mean, if you see a debacle of a play, then you're going to have people like, these guys, are they even practicing? What are they doing during the week? So, dang, I'm not even on Twitter, and you got me a little bit irritated. Well, I had no idea that
last
happened.
Time we saw an offensive coordinator get pretty much raked over the coals like this and sacrificed as a lamb was Jim Chaney. And guess where he's at?
He's only gone to a national championship since. So
yeah, no big deal there, right?
So I mean, sorry, I guess. Yeah. But I don't think, I feel like if it was to come to a scenario like that, Chad brought Craddock with him knowing what he was getting into, knowing what the situation was with the university and the football program. Chad's not going to bail on him anytime soon. I mean, I feel like that's going to be a Jeff Long, Bielema type relationship. I think they're going to ride together and die together.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely one of those deals where if you're one of the folks clamoring and saying, hey, Chad, why don't you call the plays? It's like, well, you can't say, Chad, you call the plays, and then be like, but you also are terrible at making decisions with quarterbacks and clock management and all this other stuff. So
right.
You can't rag on Chad Morris and then rag on Craddock and then say, hey, call the plays, Chad Morris. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Basically, if you're in that boat, just jump the heck out and let everyone else enjoy the W's, because there's folks that are still upset that, like, we're celebrating this win. It's like, why are we celebrating a Colorado State win? Because it's a win.
What's wrong? And not only was it a win, it was a it is what it is, it was a redemption win. It was a big win as far as points. So, and they look good.
Yeah.
I mean, overall, they didn't score an A as a team. I'd give them, what, C plus-ish?
B-minus-ish? I'm in a B-minus range. B-plus.
Yeah. So, well, I'm not going to give them a plus.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But, I mean, overall,
Limpers 54 gets the plus sign for me, okay?
Fair enough. But if you, so we talked about it. The biggest improvements week one to two, right?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't turn out that way for Arkansas because we don't do anything the normal way.
Exactly.
The biggest improvement was 3-4.
Yep. Well, so, because that should have been our 1-2. Because right, we should have had Starkle week one. And
exactly.
Starkle probably also would know the playbook a little bit more, too. So,
yeah.
If you're truly and you're going to truly stick with one guy, then, you know, I don't know what was going on, camp. I feel like this is the same stuff we were talking about last year, because we were like, Cole Kelly can't run this offense, right? At least give it to Ty Story. That was probably the best option at the time.
Right.
Whatever. Moving on, we obviously have a clear number one. So what was going on in the camp where they were like, yeah, Ben's the guy. He's got to start week one.
It has to be the playbook knowledge.
That's the only thing.
That's the only thing it could be. The overall skill set is just better. I even think, minus Starkle's little Tebow-esque pass that he tried to pull off, the football mind it seems like everything comes to him quicker, clearer, and he's more confident.
The ball comes out so much better, so quick.
Yeah.
The only thing I really would want to clean up right now is the snap. The mesh points, the exchanges, all start with the snap. They're always inconsistent, ugly, sideways, straight. No, it's got to be a guessing game for Nick Starkle at this point.
Your motion guy should not have to ever turn his torso towards the ball
right. When
the snap is made. But, again, man, we're early. Starkle's number one, which means Starkle's going to get the snaps from here on out. Things will get better. Things will get crisper. Honestly, overall, though, totally overall, I'm more concerned about the defense going into SEC play.
Yep. Because that's
where I'm at with it.
That stuff with what they're showing is a lot harder to clean up.
Right. And I feel good about the secondary, though. If you can get them a little bit more help with the line and that type of, you know, containment issues that we're talking about, especially with mobile quarterbacks, I think the secondary's pretty good. I think they can make some plays. You got Curl back there who's just full of swagger now. So, you know, that can be contagious to the rest of the guys and sort of look to him at practice and kind of pick his brain. So I don't feel awful about the secondary. I feel decent. It's just the front that's kind of giving me the most concern right now.
What about the bumper pull stuff? I mean, we've got him in a sling, so next man up mentality on that. We don't know what's going on with that. We'll probably hear Monday a little bit more on the injury front. But if you're coming out in a swing, that's probably going to be a little extended, at least a game or two. So, at the best. And
could be cautionary, too.
Yep.
Optimistic side of me. Maybe it's cautionary. I agree. It that's not.
He's an instinct guy, though. There's plenty of times when he's part of the pursuit problem as well.
Yeah.
And that's kind of one of those deals where maybe we got a guy behind him that's a little more, I don't know, sit back, shall we say.
A little bit more assignment-oriented.
Yeah. I'm trying to be as neutral as I can and as optimistic as I can, because if Bumper Pool was starting, Bumper Pool is a great player. Instincts-wise are there. It's just there's some breakdowns a lot of times with him.
So you're sort of questioning
he's still
that
young.
Roster position?
So he's still young. So.
Hey, what about Morgan, dude? He's flying around like a missile right now.
Morgan and another Henry boy, Hayden.
So. Hayden was – yeah, I actually had him on a note here. Heck yes, dude.
Well, yeah, I think of course Hayden's gonna show up on the show notes because of the fumble. So he pretty much forced that, correct?
And yeah, he did force it, and that is something that you have here on the rundown as far as the never quit mentality of him. And if you watch that play, that dude ran 25 yards probably altogether to get there. He was on a blitz on the outside and he just followed the play, never quit. There was plenty of opportunities that others would – I'm not saying others with this particular team or anything, but just others in general would probably be, save the energy for the next one.
Yep.
He kept it going. Dude made a cutback and just popped him and then got the scoop and score out of that. So we're on 3 weeks with a turnover. Is that right?
Yeah. We have forced turnover. I think we're top 20 in forced turnovers in the FBS.
That's one of those stat lines, though, where it's like, you look at that stat, you're like, oh, that Arkansas D must be legit.
But just real quick, we got some sound from Chad Morris right after in the locker room, so I'm going to hit that because we're kind of talking about their motor, and he touches on that.
Ain't it fun to win? Yeah! Had to win in the fourth. I just want to go back and I want to talk about our culture, because mental and physical toughness had to prevail in the fourth quarter. It all went back to our culture, what we stand for. And the fact, guys, we started winning this game last Saturday night when we stepped off that field. And it did nothing but confirm all week long the great response that each and every one of you had. And then we asked you, just do one thing, play hard. And damn, do we play hard, man. Everybody sold out. This was a huge win for this program, make no mistake. Momentum is wearing an Arkansas jersey. Now listen to me, kids, one day at a time. We're going to enjoy this one tonight. We're going to celebrate. Turn the music up in a minute. Hey! Listen, you're going to make great decisions tonight, because actions of a few do what? Listen. Make great decisions tonight. We want to be back in here tomorrow. Let's get ready to get another one next week. Right here. And right here. All we needed is one. We just got that, man. You had to win it in the fourth. I'm so proud of you. I love you. I love your response. I love who you are, because you never blinked and you never flinched all week long. When everybody else was telling you, you can't do it, you said, no, yeah, we can. And we're a lot stronger. This is a stronger football team, and it's because of the culture. I'm really proud of you. We got to keep making plays. We got to keep this train rolling. You got me?
Sir.
Here we go, baby. Here we go. Every on three, and let's turn that music up.
Casey, you didn't hear that. That was Club Dub that the locker room turned after that win. Again, just you got to allow the folks to celebrate wins like that. I mean, it got touchy. It got touchy there for a while, and then we just – step back away from it. We, again, like I said, let off and just got right back into it.
We were tied in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
So we won by 21 points. I'm just saying.
The game overall, like, I still don't understand how – well, I can, because a lot of people are just Debbie Downers, and they just don't want to have anything nice in their life. So celebrate a win. Overall, the game was good for anybody. If you were betting on the game, they covered the spread. And then it was also an over, so there you go. Unless you took the under, which that was kind of dumb.
So. That wasn't the best decision for you. Speaking of which, you're done.
You're done? I can't chalk it anymore?
No more.
My strategy.
My perfect wet record.
My strategy worked, and I don't know. I guess I'm okay with being mediocre, because I have gone 50% every week so far, which means I'm 50% for the year. So there's that.
That's 11 and 2. What's the percentage on that?
Hey, shut up.
Better than you?
Yeah, whatever. we tied this week, though.
Yeah, we dang sure did. And you're trying to get your swag going over there.
Well, I was really trying to mess with you on that soundbite with the...
Yeah, you were. Man. We should just put that in a... No, we shouldn't. I don't think anybody should have to watch
no,
that.
No, I don't want anyone to see that. Just Jameis Winston pregame W speech. That's what I was mimicking while that was going on because I really wanted him to mess up the soundbite.
So we got... You kind of just touched on this. You got this tweet in the rundown here.
Yeah, I did put something in there, didn't I?
Do you want me to get it?
Yeah, get it.
So,
are we doing?
No, I'm not gonna.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say his name, but he's wrong. He's right. But it says, "True Life, Arkansas fans choose misery. In our first really exciting game in 2 years, Arkansas beats Colorado State. Not only that, but we have, we have our QB for the future." The team rallied around him and played hard, and there's complaining about celebrating. Stop choosing misery. Amen, you.
Yeah, exactly.
And again, I was not on. I did get something off of Instagram I've thought about, forgot about, but I didn't know that the Twitter world was blowing up. I didn't think there was any reason for the Twitter world to blow up. I don't want to be a podcast of just ripping fans, but just... chill. Stop. Just enjoy it. We won. We have a winning record right now.
I mean, overall, Razorback-wise, we had baseball scrimmages. We had a win for football. Side note, we beat the number one team in women's soccer. But
women's basketball, preseason 21, yeah. Top 25 there.
We've got All-Americans on the women's team basketball-wise. But, hey, I'm sure the same folks that are upset that we beat Colorado State and that we're celebrating about it probably don't give a crap that we beat the number one team in soccer. Well, you know, it's about the Razorback. It's about the state of Arkansas. All that stuff. One Razorback. You've heard it all off season.
Right.
It's there for a reason.
I'm telling you, dude.
If you don't want to enjoy it, go away.
Yeah, I'm telling you this. I believe in this AD. I believe in this football coach. I believe in Neighbors. I believe in Musselman.
Neighbors is fun, man.
Dyfel's going to get it done for softball. Do we have to mention DVH? I mean, good things are happening for this university.
Did we talk? Can we finally just say that there's only one bus that should be mentioned around – Arkansas?
I thought you were like dead set against that.
Well,
when it first came out.
I said there was two, like, you know, you heard Mus Bus and then you heard Muscle Mania, and I guess Muscle Mania isn't catching on bad. So Mus Bus is the only one.
So that's the only bus now. I'm totally fine with that.
There's not a toll or whatever that comes from Auburn to here. All right, they might come once a year, but that bus is still parked in Alabama, and it should stay there.
So. I'm cool with it. Totally cool with it. But good things are happening. I can't think of a time when there's been this much excitement as a whole around here. I thought it was excitement. Maybe I'm completely wrong after that. But what did you see the clip where the fans were thanking Morris coming off the field?
Yeah, those were loyal fans, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they – what do you think the percentage was of that? And I didn't even think about that.
Mm-hmm.
But so I took that two different ways. I took it as, first off, that's cool. Heck yeah. That's, you know,
that's
good for them.
That's what we need.
Yeah. And then I also took it like, could it possibly be a jab? Was it like a thank you, coach? Thank you so much. You're bringing us back. Or was it like, thank you? We finally saw something good. You know what I mean?
I'm just surprised that there was still apparently people in the north end zone that wanted to say something. I mean, granted, the shot was near 107, which is on the west side of it, but
they were hanging over the north end zone side.
Yeah. So the north end zone side, I'm not going to rail on that. It's got enough of its own problems. They can't get that thing filled out. The idea that you're going to fill seats, do a renovation. I guess I am going to rail on that. You're going to do a renovation. You're going to send all that money, and When the games get hot and heavy and it's tied in the fourth quarter, they are hanging out in the 64 club or the SEC club or whatever other club, and they're behind glass. That doesn't help the team whatsoever. Obviously, the financial side of it does, but in the heat of the game, literally in the heat of the game, they didn't have that. In an end zone, you bowl it up. That's supposed to be the loudest spot. You fill those things in with some seat backs and normal, cost efficient. It will load up, I guarantee it, as long as the team's playing well.
I looked at our producer at the game when we were putting up 21 points in the first quarter, and I was like, man, I cannot wait for this place to be packed out again. And it's coming. It is coming. I appreciate your rant there, but it is coming. I have full faith that it's coming. I'm not talking about this year. Might not even be talking about next year, but it's coming.
And it's probably about 2 years away as long as we allow it to happen.
As long as we allow. And again, I think Juracek has a very good feel for everything going on Razorback, so I have full confidence in that. But something we have not talked about yet, the rumble on the hill. Do you got anything for that?
Do I get anything? Like,
lost it up, has O'Grady, first down, inside the 40, he's still on his feet. Down to the 30, are you kidding me? He's going to take it to the end zone. What a job!
You tried to catch me slipping, didn't you? You
tried.
You sneaky.
I haven't talked to you all day, and then you're going to pull some BS like that. Can I name it the Rumble on the Hill? I just said that. Was that good?
I'm going to say
we
someone else.
We were playing Colorado State.
Yeah, exactly. Someone else already did that anyway. I'm sure of it.
You think so?
Yeah. So.
I'm putting it on Twitter.
I'm just not going to give you credit for it. You can't. You're not on Twitter right now.
Yeah, but if I wait till Monday, that shit's gone, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Crap. Anyway, I've got proof here on recording, but that is another effort thing. He didn't need to score right there. I mean, game was in hand, and he just kept them legs churning, and that was, I think that looked better than Marshawn's run back in like 2009 or whatever that was.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Do you think there's Harold Love again? He scored a touchdown.
He got a touchdown, so.
Nah, you think people are back on his bandwagon?
The same folks just went over to Gunter, though. So.
Because he dropped one in the end zone.
Oh, that was a beautiful ball, though.
Beautiful.
He wasn't helping Nick out none, and he probably going to be like, I owe you one, Nick. So that's
Nick 21? Can he buy him a beer yet? You think he can do that for him?
I don't know. Let's not try to get shut down here, Jordan.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Unfiltered here. But overall thoughts of the game, just
we have our quarterback. Let's hope for a clean game next week. In terms of, turnovers, and because we got to clean up those mesh points. Just better snaps, please. I mean,
mesh points need to be cleaned up.
Producer just popped in and said, "Better refs."
We're not doing that.
We're not doing that yet. It's going to be
calm down.
We have to hold our energy on that until SEC play because we know what's going to happen. And probably going to end up sending something at that SEC officiating from the JRD by the end of the year.
It's happening. It's going to happen.
Yeah, we're definitely going to add them eventually. So.
But we got to wait till that stuff gets deeper into the season, probably by A&M. That's probably when we're going to do something
deeper
stupid.
In the season, like 2 weeks from now.
it's gonna be.
It's pretty much it's a given that we're gonna get shortchanged something during the A&M game, just
because that's
what's the old saying: death and taxes and bad reffing in the SEC.
that's been around for years. Yep, giggity giggity.
Oh man,
he's on it today.
Yeah, we can't say that joke. We've gotten away with some stuff, but we know he won't bleep that.
Yeah, we're not going to handle that.
Player of the game, come on. Offense, right now. I'm pretty sure we're the same here.
It's got to be Starkle.
Got to be Starkle. Okay. Honorable mention, Grady, because of one play.
Oh, I don't believe in that. It's got to be totality. He did good, but yeah, Starkle.
Defense.
I'm going to say because of just the energy level held. The whole game, I pretty much would watch a clip with him every snap that he was in, I'm going to say Hayden Henry.
Oh, I was there with you. I was hoping you'd say something.
Are you serious?
Yep, Hayden Henry.
Damn it.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious.
Say somebody else. That don't count. Go again.
Well, if I'm going to say anybody else that deserves... If anybody else deserves a game ball, it's Connor Limpert.
Hey, I'm totally fine with that being... That boy was on it.
Yeah.
That boy was absolutely on it, and...
Give that boy a signed Pat McAfee football. That's probably, probably an NCAA violation there.
I think him and O'Grady made an appearance on ESPN because of that.
I sure hope so.
That kick. Obviously, O'Grady, he made a top 10.
I'll do some digging, but it's probably one of the longest field goals of last week, if not the, because that's impressive to do in the college
of
game.
Last week?
Yeah.
I'd imagine it was up there. And, again, dude, straight down the middle, too.
Can I do beautiful. It again? I'm going to do it again.
Lofts it up. Has O'Grady. First down. Inside the 40. He's still on his feet. Down to the 30. Are you kidding me? He's going to take it to the end zone. What a job.
Ooh, his man.
He wasn't down that time, was it?
No. In terms of, like, plays that are just going to stay around, is that going to be Joe Adams level with the return?
Dude, you can. Literally six people, I think, had hands on him.
Yeah, I mean, those poor guys at Colorado State and what they have coming to them this week.
What do you mean? The tackling drills?
Somebody go low. Somebody.
You go low on a tight end anyway. It doesn't matter if he's a good one or not.
Oh, man. They were all trying to play a ball, stand the guy up. Obviously, that did not work.
Yeah. We're kind of talking players of the game here, but Boyd looks like he got a extra 0.2, 0.3 in his 40 time.
That 59 yarder?
Mm. Dude, he was gone. I always love it when the guys have the confidence to split defenders rather than trying to make a move, you know? He's like, your angles don't matter. I don't care. And he just – and
got
we
got
to give a shout-out to Whaley, too. Mm. He ain't got the speed, but Whaley put up 80 yards and – had a couple of chunk plays, and I think he's accepted the role that he's taken on. And what I like to see is they're clapping hands, shaking hands, giving each other props when each other makes plays. Still didn't see that with the quarterbacks, but hey, I can only imagine what Hicks is going through right now. I mean, he grad transferred here, so it's not an easy switch. But I just wanted to mention Whaley or Boyd. It looked like he's got a little extra pep in his step.
Yeah, Boyd and Whaley are going to be a great combo. And having a third guy that can kind of step in there, and Hayden showed some good flashes during the Colorado State game, but Whaley was shifty, especially in between the tackles and that short yardage stuff. That, you know, that was pretty good with us. That that touchdown of his was, you know.
It was a pounder, yeah.
It was good.
You got. So. I mean, we're going to beat the crap out of this, but this shows you where we've been for the past few years. It is so amazing to see start to finish effort on each play.
Right.
Even when the defenders are taking bad angles, they're still hustling. So, I mean, it's just like he said in that clip, different culture. It's showing. It's starting to get there. I'd say we're bowling this year. I'm saying it.
I've been on that. Yeah.
Well,
my prediction still hasn't, you know, fallen apart yet. It might here in 3 weeks or 2 weeks, but we shall see.
But we both predicted the records we predicted are bowl records, but after the first two, you're like, I don't know, but it's going to happen. I say after the first two, I keep forgetting about FCS. Who was it? I don't even remember now.
What, our first game?
Yeah.
Portugal State.
That was
Portland State.
That was rough, but I still think it's doable. We have an SEC win somewhere.
Yeah, I mean,
I believe in it.
Initially, we definitely were high on the Ole Miss and the Kentucky game, and I was seeing some glimpses of the Florida-Kentucky game, and that might not be as easy as we thought. Especially with it being at Kentucky.
Be harder.
It might be harder. I mean, you talked about it that, like, hey, maybe that backup's better. Who knows? Florida's got to take a bump now, too, with Frank being out. So
yeah, it's rough for them, but we don't care. Really? Hope he's okay.
Yeah, hope he's okay, but team, we don't care if you're okay.
Don't give a damn. So, whatever.
You got anything else?
Just my weekly PSA to the fans. Stick with them. We got to be there for the team. We can't I can't believe I'm saying this after a huge, you know, point differential win, but got to stick with the guys.
All right. For JRD Hogcast, I'm Dylan Lee.
I'm Jordan Russell.
Shout out to our producer, Luke Griggs. Hopefully we kept it clean enough for you. I'm already seeing some rough cuts on the countdown, so hit us up on Twitter at JRD Hogcast, website at JRDHogcast.com. We got that merch. We are self-funded, so hit that merch button, buy some t-shirts. We get that content to you as soon as you hit that download button. Till next time, woo, big, do it. Cheers!